Jesse behind me, I don't want it. Basically, to the external world, I would say cognitive, without your will, you hear my words, sitting where you are, without deciding to hear. You see yourself hearing. When you open your eyes, you see. This is you. When you open your eyes, you are a seer. When you close your eyes, when the ears are open, they are not plugged, you are a hearer. When there is something to hear, in this there is no preference. There is, you don't prefer a particular sound or a word. Whatever is there for the ears to hear, and that is heard. This cognitive person, the basic person, is, I would say, 100% objective, with no preference, totally objective. As it is happening right now. Hearing takes place. This person, the individual, with reference to your body-mind-sense complex, this individual, Pramatha, is basically related to the total. This individual, with reference to parents, becomes son or daughter. With reference to grandparents, grandson, granddaughter. With reference to siblings, brother, sister. With reference to none of these people, just as an individual, still related to whom? To the total. Individual is related to the total. The total is Ishwar. Ishvara manifesting, conscious being manifesting in the form of this jagat, space, time, and everything therein. Ishvara pervades you. The individual has to first settle account with one's own parents, one's own past, childhood past. How to do that? The individual can settle all accounts with Ishvara. Jagatah Pitarau. Ishvara is mother, father. Who is appreciated by you, in the form of all knowledge manifesting in the form of Jagat. Your awareness of the presence of Ishvara in the form of order, physical order. You recognize the presence of Ishvara in you, with you, around you, in and through you, the presence of Ishvara in the form of physical order. You say, I recognize the presence of Ishvara in the form of physical order. Pervading my physical body. And the physical universe. In the form of biological order, Ishvara is present in every cell of my body. I recognize, say mentally, I recognize the presence of Ishvara in the form of biological order. Given. I recognize the presence of Ishvara in the form of physiological order, prana, sutratma, making the cell alive. The whole body breathes life. Illness, health, well-being, it's all in this order. Now, the critical order is the order psychological, emotional. I recognize the presence of Ishvara, I say in so many words, in the form of psychological order, means my background, my emotion, both are connected as Hetu, Hetumat. That which has got a Hetu. Anxiety is hetumat. Hetu is the background. So, in my anxiety, is present Ishvara in the form of psychological order, very vibrant. Fear. Take one problem. Need not deal with every problem, one problem, not for the time being. Anyone, if you have insecurity, if you have loneliness, if you have fear, if you have anguish, grief, take one emotion. This emotion you have is valid. Given the background, this is valid. I recognize the presence of Ishvara in this emotion. The significant others, like mother, father, or any other, who are responsible for the background, visualize them, see whether Ishvara is present in each one of them, see. Given the background, can your mother be different? Does Ishvara's order cover your mother? Does Ishvara's order present, is it present in your mother? In her fears, in her anxiety, the other significant contributor to your background, father. His inconsistency, abusive behavior, whatever, in that is Ishvara's order present. Is he outside Ishvara's presence? Is your mother outside the presence of Ishvara? Your brother, sister, the person outside the presence of Ishvara. See intimately, see. Any other contributor to your anguish is that person away from the presence of Ishvara. Are you away from the presence of Ishvara? Are you away from the presence of Ishvara when you are angry? When you are in anguish, when you are lonely, Namaste Yastu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya. Namaste Yastu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya. See the meaning. Mentally repeat Namaha. Ishaya Namaha. Ishaya Namaha. Unto the presence of Ishvara, I submit. I let Ishvara be. I let the presence of Ishvara be. I let the presence of Ishvara be. Ishaya Namaha. Namaha, I let go. My alienation from Ishvara, I let go. I let Ishvara be, the presence of Ishvara be. Ishaya Namaha. Om Ishaya Namaha. Repeat and see the meaning. Om Ishaya Namaha. Mentally. Repeat once. See the meaning. Namaha, I let go my alienation from Ishvara. Unto Ishvara's presence, I submit. Repeat and see the meaning. Repeat and see the meaning. Let go. Let the Lord be. let go. Let Ishvara be. Hare Govinda, 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 Govind. Om Shanti.